Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Nefeta Thomas. I am co-hosted by Imelda Wallace, our technician for the day, Ethel Sovereign. We are the Call to Conquer Mastermind Group. We are delighted and honored to be on with you all this morning. It is a wonderful day to do something brand new. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or friend and tell them that we're on the air right now, or they can join us via internet by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or by phone by calling 661-554-9219. Again, that number is 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we are talking, you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. We invite you to make a comment on our Facebook page and let us know you're listening and post your questions there as well. We will be monitoring the page while on the call today. We have the awesome pleasure in introducing our next chapter in the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 9, entitled Power of the Mastermind. Wow, that already sounds like a great chapter to start working from, and it is going to be an awesome time this morning. This promises to be an awesome, awesome, awesome chapter. Before we get started, Ethel, let's tell our listeners just a little bit about International Mastermind and what we're all about.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. The International Mastermind Association, IMA, is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on International Mastermind Association. The mastermind concept files in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share the knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and also to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives. 1, spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about IMA, International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by linking on to our page. We want to say hi to the founder and president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the mastermind builder mastermind. I am sure she's out there listening with all of you and may join us at some point during the broadcast. Nefeta.
Thank you, Ethel. Imelda, would you do me a favor and allow our other host to join us? The number is 954, and then it's the 8200 at the end. That's Kim, if you would allow her in and open up her mic. We would like to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Nefeta. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. as we continue, I want to get started with our chapter today. So I want to thank Ethel again for explaining to everyone about Mastermind and where we are, where we've come from. And I'd like to ask for us, if those of you who would like to join us via internet, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or call 661-554-9219. That's 661-554-9219. Get a friend, get some family members, and get on the call and join in this conversation on with us today. Let's look at the ending of Chapter 8 as we get started to set up Chapter 9. The very ending of Chapter 8 reads at the bottom. We're in the book at the very last page, for those of you who are following us in your book, on page 180. Great power can be accumulated through no other principle than that of the mastermind. What a wonderful segue to set up where we're going in Chapter 9 as the power of the mastermind. This is the ending paragraph of Chapter 8 entitled Persistence. This chapter was masterfully studied and reviewed by the awesome group before us, PWI. This paragraph sets up Chapter 9. Imelda, would you be so kind as to read the first page of Chapter 9 and conclude on page 182 out of the third major point? Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone.
Can you hear
me? Good morning. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Okay. Good morning. Chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind, a driving force. Persistence creates faith. From faith comes power, and power is essential for success in the accumulation of money. Plans alone are inerrant unless without sufficient power to translate them into action. This chapter will describe the method by which an individual may attain and apply power. Power may be defined as organized and intelligently directed knowledge. Power, as the term here is used, refers to organized effort, sufficient to enable an individual to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent. Organized effort is produced through the coordination of effort of two or more people who work toward a definite end in the spirit of harmony. The power is required by the accumulation of money. Power is necessary for the retention of money after it has been accumulated. Let us ascertain how power may be acquired. If power is organized knowledge, let us examine. I'm now on page 182. The three major sources for knowledge: the infinite intelligence. The source of knowledge may be contacted with an aid of creative imagination through the procedure described in Chapter 5. Accumulated experience, the accumulation of experience of civilization or the portion of it which has been organized and recorded, may be found in any well-equipped public library. An important part of this accumulated experience is taught in public schools and colleges and where it has been classified and organized. Experiment and research in the field of science and particularly every other walk of life. People are gathering, classifying, organizing new facts daily. There is a source to which one must turn when knowledge is not available through accumulated experience. Here, too, the creative imagination must often be used.
Thank you, Imelda. Are there some comments you'd like to make from page 1 as we continue to explore? Because we just read a very powerful section of this chapter that we're beginning, so I kind of want to take a moment and kind of reflect back on what we've already read just to have some dialogue about that. So is there anything you'd like to comment before we get some comments from Kim or Ethel?
Yes. On page 1, when I was reading, what really caught my attention, persistence creates faith, and from faith comes power. And power is essential for success and accumulation of money. Immediately I thought about faith without works. You must continue in your faith to see the power of the manifestation of those things that you desire, and in how you you have to have a plan, but you have to also work your plan.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Anybody else? Ethel?
Yeah. I would like to say that's exactly what Imelda says. Like, faith without work is dead. You know, you have to have faith. You have to do something. And in page 181, where it talks about the powers required for accumulation of money, I like that because it is not only saying that, you know, we have to have power to accumulate money, but also the power to retain the money, to keep it, to have it, you know, not just to come to an agreement of having the money, but to retain the money, to keep it, to know what to do with it, to accumulate it. So that's very powerful right there, that sentence.
Excellent. Yes, it is. I must admit that as I was reading through this chapter this week, those three things really kind of stuck with me. Infinite intelligence, accumulated experience, and experiment and research. And what I'm understanding is that power is something that's not just, you just don't appear in the morning, you've got power. You've got to work on it, and there are certain things you got to go after in order to make those things so. So
right.
Power to be able to do the things, that's what he's giving. He's giving us a play-by-play rule book. In addition to letting us know that the Bible is very key to our success. So they all go hand in hand in order to accumulate the things of the earth that belong to God. So I really must say that I am very impressed at the way he brings all of this together. I'd like to invite Kim in at this time because in addition to her comments, she's also going to share with us the power of the mastermind, the driving force for success. She's the one that came with our title for this show, and I definitely would like her to expound a little bit on that this morning. So, Kim, would you please hear from you?
Yes. Hi.
Good morning.
Freda and Kim, we can hear you. Kim, I apologize. This is Imelda. Freda, I just wanted to go back to one thing before Kim go any further. Is that okay?
Sure.
Something that caught my attention. It says on page 181, it says, power as the term used here refers to organized efforts. And when I saw that, I thought back on how we being organized to make all of these dreams come true, to get the money, to have the faith, to be persistent. Immediately I thought about our reports that we do weekly. And I thought about how we have to make an effort to sit down every week to write out our reports, to prepare, you know, to write out the goals and the plans in order to increase the power that's inside of us and to go forth to see the money and the dreams and the goals manifest. The consistency.
Exactly.
Because it talks about power is required and accumulated of the money. I just wanted to bring that out. It stood out to make me think about our reports that we write monthly, and those reports help us to stay focused on our goals, to continue to move forward. We're taking action.
Exactly. And, before Kim says anything, in addition to that, it helps us to realize and recognize the power of the mastermind, because actually a mastermind is basically, if he's talking from this particular chapter, is a unit of people of like-minded spirit and like-minded goals, meaning that we are feeding off of each other and that we are lifting each other up through those reports by holding each other accountable for them. So, you know, my hope is that, you know, Ms. McNeil will be able to join us later and she can kind of expound on how this organization was formed based on that mastermind concept. So I really want to explore this chapter deeply and really help people to understand what we are doing in our organization and how our organization helps all those that are a part. So this is a wonderful, wonderful segue into allowing Kim to take over at this point to share with us about the power of the mastermind and also her comments as we move forward. Kim?
Thank you so much, Ms. Freda. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to start with the title, actually, The Power of the Mastermind, The Driving Force for Success. You were asking me to expand a little bit on how that title came to be. And as my group knows, of course, that's just what God said our title should be. But what he put in my spirit, Imelda, when you were saying you needed to comment before I spoke, it's just confirmation. You were talking about organized effort. You were talking about consistency. And one of the things I was writing just this morning in meditating was it's we want to get the success. We want to have the success. But the driving force behind the success, we have to master our mind. We have to know what this power is. And it does have to do with faith. And there has to be consistency. And the organized effort includes making conscious choices, not when we think it's a good idea, but moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, consistently building a behavior that drives us to the success that we want to have. And that comes with that organized effort. We have to be organized. We have to know where we're going. So when it's time to make a choice, when it's time to make a decision, we know exactly what we're going to do. So that's one of the things I wanted to bring up this morning. I think it's very important that we focus in that area on what choices are we making, what decisions are we making. Another scripture that comes to mind is a man with a double mind is unstable in all his ways. Going back and forth between decisions and choices, you never get a firm foundation underneath your feet. You know, you can't go in the direction you need to go in because you aren't walking. You don't have a stable foundation that you're walking on. So that's what I wanted to point out this morning. And if you are just joining us, you're listening to the International Masterminder Association's Blog Talk Radio Show with our group called To Conquer. We are your hosts. And if you would like to join us via the Internet, please go to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or call 661-554-9219. That number again is 661-554-9219.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kim. And I just want to expound a little bit on what you said about so that our audience can get a little more personal with that as it relates to themselves identically, is that when you make little changes, all your little changes help you build a better life for yourself. Something as simple as your garage has been a complete mess for the past 5 years. You know you need to clean that garage out. Now, you know you need to clean that garage out. If you take the time to go out there and move one thing a day, one thing a week, or you'll begin to see a change. And guess what? Something as simple as cleaning out your garage makes you want to start cleaning out other things in your mind. It sounds like it doesn't make a correlation, but it does because it's a part of your faith. And when you start cleaning things out and moving things away, your mind has more room because the part that you're physically moving, you're actually moving matter from your mind as well because now your mind is, oh, you know what, this cleaning up thing really works. I mean, Ethel can probably attest to that because she, you know, cleaned out her whole house. I think it must be a week. We did her garden and everything, so Ethel, please help me out here just to show our audience what it means to make some mind changes through your physical life, just the little things that you control around you. I want to defer to Ethel before we continue to move on.
Yes, yes. I was just smiling here and thinking like, oh, that's me. That's what I did. Had a lot of clutter, and I just began moving little by little. I made plans, you know, only by the grace of God, wrote them down, what I was going to do, just like, you know, we do with the mastermind. We write our goals down, we type it, and we do it for the month, but weekly we give tidbits of what we did during the week or, you know, something happened. So that's what I did with my home, each and every room, the garage, the living room, my bedroom, my daughter's room, the bathroom, everything just changed around. Little by little, I wrote down today, I'll be working on this for 2 hours. I set around some time, like 2 hours for today, then I put in my mind that 3 hours for the next day I'll be doing this. I painted my bedroom, painted my daughter's room. Only by the grace of God, he gave me the strength to do it. On July 4th, that's the completion took place. I did it a whole 8 hours. I didn't go anywhere. Just 4 hours here and 4 hours her room and waited till it dry, you know, and decorated and things the way I wanted. It all was in my mind. And like Nefeta was saying, little by little, if you put in your mind, little by little, what you want to do, if you write it down, you just like the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. And that's what I had. I picture how I wanted it and clear the clutter. And that's exactly what I did. And also my yard. I began working on my yard, did a garden, my flower garden, you know, planted. Little by little I was buying plants, little by little. So a lot of time we find excuses, we say we don't have money, but little by little we can do it. Just like she was saying, little by little, when you make the small changes, it becomes a whole lot. It may look to somebody like, wow, this is cluttered to them, but to you, you know how it was before. So little by little, as you're working on it, you're clearing the clutter, you're clearing your mind, and that's a whole lot. It makes a big difference.
Exactly.
And
thank
Ethel,
you so much, Ethel, for that. I want to, I know this is really rich. I want to take a moment. We've got to go to commercial break. We're about to take a brief commercial break, but when we come back, we will hear from Imelda. Then we'll hear from Ethel on how to gain power, all of that when we return. So stay tuned with us with more of Call to Conquer on Blog Talk Radio.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Welcome back, everyone. We are ready for our continuation of Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 9, Power of the Mastermind. If you'd like to get in on the discussion, you may join us by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or call 661-554-9219. That number again is 661-554-9219. We will continue reading from the last paragraph on page 182.
Excuse me, Ethel?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Ethel, I apologize. We have a caller that raised their hand for a question.
Okay.
Okay, let's welcome our caller. Before we bring our caller on, I'd like to thank Audie for what we've done thus far, but we are about to hear from the master builder that builds masterminds. So can we just welcome and thank our president by giving her an applause before we bring her on, Imelda? Good morning, Dr. McNeil. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I am Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger and better lives through building masterminds. And I am so very excited this morning to hear all of you on this radio show this morning, because you are doing a wonderful job, and we're so excited, and with great anticipation, we're looking to hear from you for the balance of the show. But I would just like to have you at some point in the show, if you would share with us a little about your own mastermind group as you make the point and tell the stories. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Oh, excuse me.
Nefreda. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I please forgive me, but I don't want to be remiss in mentioning that we are actually masterminding on Senior Island at the Palm Beach Marriott today. And so we are actually doing exactly what you're discussing, and we're having a wonderful time looking at the sunrise and masterminding our goals and our plans with writing the strategic life plans for our lives. So thank you so very much for encouraging all of us as we all listen to your show this morning from the
Dr. McNeil, before you get off the call, we may not have the pleasure of having you again before we end today. Would you be so kind, since today is the first day we're starting this particular chapter that really kind of talks about what our group kind of represents, can you give our audience a little synopsis about how that came about for you and the mastermind concept and why we have all these different groups and what they really do for each other in these groups, especially what you're doing on Singer Island, which kind of helps them to understand, sets it up for our listening audience, why this chapter means so much to us. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for the question, Nefreda. And actually, many of you know my story. And basically, on December 31st, 1979, at 9 p.m., I picked up the book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill, and began to read the book. But as I began to read the book began to read me. And I realized for the first time in my young adult life that I did exactly what our parents and our teachers and elders tell us to do. Go to school, get a good education, and get a good job, and if possible, get a good corporate job. I did that. And that particular night, Napoleon Hill showed me through the pages of his book that I was not able to make my commitments financially with the job and the life that I was living. And I had no blueprint by which to make the difference that I needed to make, as he discussed his 6 steps to riches in the book. And as I began to continue to read the book, I realized that what he was sharing was that if you use the mastermind concept, which is the chapter you're discussing now, that you can do, be, and have anything you want to do, be, and have if you have a group of like-minded and like-spirited people who are willing to hold you accountable for your goals and you're willing to reciprocate by doing the same thing. And so that's what brings us here some 30-plus years later, masterminding with your goals and ideas and visions in mind. Is just that over the years we realize that many people tell you to mastermind, but they don't tell you how. They don't tell you what to do. They don't tell you how to select a group. And once you get a group, how do you actually form that group? And once you form the group, how do you actually hold your meetings and hold each other, others accountable? And as one of the founders that you are, and thank you so very much for your commitment over the years, but as we continue to work this process of masterminding and masterminding in our own group, very small group that we had at the time, we realized we needed to come up with processes and systems to help people learn how to mastermind, what's a good number to mastermind, what is the accountability system that you can use for being held accountable every single time you meet. And that's, you know, the long and short of how the International Mastermind Association came about. And, again, you're doing a great job, and thank you for the opportunity to share.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ms. McNeil. We really appreciate that because I think our audience needs to have that set up for them so they can really understand what we are all about from a personal standpoint. We can tell them all we want about the book and everything, but until that book becomes alive in someone else like it did in you, it really does not resonate with the other person until they can attribute it to something that means something to them. So I really, really appreciate you sharing that with us, Dr. McNeil. I affectionately call you that because anybody that has the ability to pour into other people's lives as you do, I really think that you have earned your doctorate, if you will. So thank you so much for sharing. I know that you have an ongoing event, and we wish you the best in that, and we will do our best to continue to make you proud on this call today. And we're so thankful for our listening audience, and we're so thankful for you. So have a wonderful time. We look forward to hearing all about it and take plenty of pictures.
Thank you.
Oh, she said thank you. Okay.
Yes, she did. Okay.
If I can just, this is Imelda. If I can just go back and I wanted to encourage our callers. This is Imelda. In reference to something that with Ethel, when she talked about how she, the projects that she completed, and
we want our callers to understand that in the process of you setting goals and making goals and being consistent, you have to understand that it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes you get frustrated because you don't complete it. It's good to set small goals, to start small, set and line them up, but, you know, give yourself time. Don't try to do everything all at once. Like Ethel said, she painted one room, she went to the next room, she did a garden, she bought some things. She didn't have all the money to buy all the plants that she wanted to plant, but when she did have, you know, a little money, she bought here and there. So your projects and your goals, they don't happen overnight. You have to give yourself time, and if you set the time just to start one project, I want it, like you say, you have a bag, 5 bags of clutter on in the side of a room. You say, you know what, I'm going to take all of next week to clean out that one bag, and that's a success. If, even if it's just that one bag, now you're down to four. So it takes time, and you space your time out, and don't get frustrated when you don't complete everything. You just continue to be consistent. The spirit of consistency is really important. I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you so much. Excellent, excellent points made. And I think that our calls took them very well, because it is a part. Because I think that the more we begin to relate to real everyday issues, the more our callers and listeners can relate it to their own lives. And that's what you want. You want people to start moving in a forward direction, who may be stagnant for whatever reason, and they may want to just do some things differently, but really don't know how to begin. You know how sometimes so many things pile up and you just don't know where to start? You know, so I think that this book gives
right.
you a wonderful a segue, and just our own personal stories have been such a blessing, because I know that I'm blessed when I listen to Ethel's story, your story, Kim's story.
Right.
It is how we continue to keep ourselves lifted up and moving forward. So with all of that, I'm going to have to take another commercial break at this time. So when we come back, we will hear from Ethel on Chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind. She'll begin reading. So Ethel will begin reading and finish at the top of page 184 for those of you that are following us in our book. So get yourselves ready and get ready when we come back, and we're going to take a commercial right now. We'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Welcome back, everyone. All righty. I'm going to begin, and if anyone would like to call in, they can. 661-554-9219. That number again is 661-554-9219. Right now, we're going to continue reading from the last paragraph on page 182, entitled Getting Power Through the Mastermind. The mastermind may be defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual can have great power without availing himself or herself of the mastermind principle. In Chapter 1, instructions were given for the creation of plans for the purpose of translating desire into its monetary equivalent. If you carry out these instructions with persistence and intelligence, and use discrimination in the selection of your mastermind group, your objective will have been halfway reached even before you begin to recognize it. So you may better understand the intangible potentialities of power available to you through a properly chosen mastermind group, I will here explain the two characteristics of the mastermind principle, one of which is economic in nature and the other is psychic. The economic feature is obvious. Economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself or herself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend wholehearted aid in a spirit of perfect harmony. This form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. Your understanding of this great truth may definitely determine your financial status. The psychic phase of the mastermind principle is much more abstract, much more difficult to comprehend, because it has reference to the spiritual forces with which the human race as a whole is not well acquainted. You may catch a significant suggestion from this statement, and I quote, "No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force which may be likened a third mind," end of quote. Keep in mind the fact that there are only two known substances in the whole universe, energy and matter. It is a well-known fact that matter may be broken down into units of molecules, atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. These are units of matter which may be isolated, separated, and analyzed. Likewise, there are units of energy. The human mind is a form of energy, a part of it being spiritual in nature. When minds of two people are coordinated into a spirit of harmony, the spiritual units of energy of each mind form an affinity, which constitutes the psychic phase of the mastermind. The mastermind principle, or rather the economic feature of it, was first called to my attention by Andrew Carnegie back during the earliest years of my research. Discovery of this part of the principle was responsible for the choice of my life's work.
Hey, thank you so much, Ethel. Wow. What a powerful portion she has read. Kim, if you would be so kind as to expound on some of the things that she shared with us.
Oh, absolutely. When she first started speaking, I immediately caught on to when she said that phrase, coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony. And what comes to my mind is basically you if you don't know something, you don't know how to do it, find out. Gain the knowledge that you need so that you can coordinate that knowledge with the effort with what you're trying to achieve. And when Ms. Ann was on the line talking about sharing some personal stories with our group, what came to my mind when Ethel was speaking was I needed a mentor, because if you talk to me about writing curriculums or teaching a class or coordinating a workshop, I am your person. But you talk to me about business and financial matters, and I am just guessing. So I needed to gain some knowledge. And besides researching it and reading about it, one of the ways I am gaining knowledge is I have a mentor now. And one thing she has done over this past year is give me little pieces of information that I can act on, that I can apply. And, Freda, when you were talking about we need to actually know in everyday life what we can do and how we can apply it. So she gives me little tidbits that I take that wisdom, I take that knowledge, and I apply it. And one thing I did was I applied it to my business services ads, because I did not have any new contracts for my business. And by listening to the advice from my mentor, taking that knowledge and coordinating it with my effort to build my business, I sent out my business services advertising about a month and a half ago. And I went from no idea of where I could possibly get new contracts for my business income to three companies setting up contracts with me, a publishing company locally, a design company locally, and a law firm in London. So when Ethel was reading, I immediately thought of that example, coordinating, taking that knowledge and putting that effort and coordinating it into a spirit of harmony. And for me, the spirit of harmony, that's that energy. You're building energy with your efforts. Yes. You're building energy with what you do. But what type of energy are you building and what is going to be the result of it? You want it to be balanced. You want there to be a harmony of what you're coordinating and putting together with what you know, so that you get the results you're looking for. And all of that goes back to just that power of the mastermind and creating that driving force. So back to you, Nefreda, but that is really what I got out of that.
Wonderful. That was a powerful passage and relevant to where most of us are today. And like you said, Kim, you know, you made some changes. And I think that what I'm hearing from everybody, you, Ethel, Imelda, and myself, even Ms. McNeil, is that this power of coming together with like mind and like forces, of this, as you hear him describe in these chapters, is helping us to really reexamine decisions and things that we've decided to do, and are we just doing things repetitiously? You know, we get up in the morning, we brush our teeth, we go to work, we come home, we cook dinner. I mean, do we want a change? Of course we want to brush our teeth every morning, but but what we want to do is we want to see a change in other areas so that we don't become in a rut, because before you know it, you'll wake up and you're no longer 20, but you're 50, and you've not made any plans for yourself in those first 25 years, or those 25 years when you became an adult, to really plan to have the kind of life that you envision. I was just saying the other week, I want to be able to go to work because it's a choice and not a necessity. I want to be able to say, oh, you know what, I want to fly out Aspen for the weekend. But I need to make the plan to be able to eventually do that. You know, I want to retire early. People never talk about it because it's like, oh, you can't retire until you're 65. Who says that? Retire at 45, retire at 40, retire at 35. Start out doing your own business from the beginning. It just determines what do you picture your life looking like, and I think that this helps us to eventually get to where we want to be. And I definitely am very blessed and pleased to be with the group that I have, because we really support, push, and go along with what each other wants to do, because, again, it is an individual journey. So I may want to build widgets. Kim may want to sell hot dogs from a hot dog stand. But guess what? Right. That's her dream. So, therefore, we are there to help her elevate her dream. So I just want to thank you all for sharing and being so open and transparent about your lives and things that you've done and things that you've changed. They help our callers to catch on as well. Imelda, before we move on, I think that Dr. McNeil has her hand up again. Can you see if she would like to join us? I think she's got her hand up.
Okay.
Good morning, Dr. McNeil. Are you trying to reach us again? Okay, I don't think she's on. Okay, yeah, you can
comment. Nefreda, this is Kim. Can I ask something?
Sure. Without question.
I wanted to say when you were speaking, another thought that came to my mind, and at the time I thought it was funny, but as time went by, I thought about this statement, and I had the same thought. I had a coworker. She had married, several kids, 35 years old, and she said one day, you know, if I knew what I knew now, when I was 25, if I had known it when I was 25, what I know now at 35, the wisdom and the knowledge that I've gained, I would be in a different and a better place. And we can't go back and do that, but we are in a perfect opportunity with the International Mastermind Association and our accountability group to not go back in time, but to still gain the knowledge that we need. If there is something that we feel like we want to be in a different place, a better place, and we want to make those changes, and we need to gain that knowledge, there are people all around us with the masterminders that are willing to share those experiences that they've already had so that we can make better choices and be in different and better places.
Excellent point, Kim. Excellent point. Well, ladies, before we move on, I am going to have to take another commercial break. This is really rich. We are having a wonderful time. And when we come back, I'd like to invite our callers that are on with us to join. So please raise your hand. Let us know that you're listening, that you have a comment, you'd like to join in on this conversation. We're hoping that that will happen when we return. If not, we will continue to read before we close out for the day. So we're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we go back into our reading, I'd like to take a comment from Imelda.
Yes, hi. I'm going back a little further. I was listening to Ethel and as well as Kim, and I was looking in the book on page 183 when it talks about energy and Dr. I always call her Dr. McNeil. I just gave her that title. She mentioned how she wanted us to talk about our group, and I just wanted to encourage our callers how important it is for you to be a part of a group because it helps you to be accountable to really encourage others. I know that with our group called To Conquer, I never want to be left out with my report, and even hearing our individual reports that we give from each other, it gives me so much energy and encourages me to move forward. Even through the things that we know personally that we're going through in our lives, how we continue to strive and just continue to get up and stay focused. And also, Freda, you mentioned about Kim with her goals and something that she may want to do that someone may think that are small, that doesn't mean anything to them, but it means a lot to Kim. And it kept me back to one of our masterminders that's a part, I'm not sure what part, I think she's a part of Ann Group, Tanya Faithaholic Jackson. She wanted she wanted to have a girls twirling group. That was her dream, to have that organization. And now today it has come, and they were like twirling. I think that someone mentioned when she gave her testimony, a baton organization, a baton group. Are you kidding me? But look at God. She is now, her group is, I mean, they travel. They're all over. It's amazing. I just, just something,
yes,
someone made something so
are,
small
exactly.
for you. But it's a big dream to you. May not be Nefreda's dream, may not be Ethel's dream, but it's important for you. And so it's important for you to support your group, your partners in your group and all their goals and their endeavors, not to make them think that their goal is just, oh, that's nothing. No, that's my goal. That's my desire. That is my heart's desire. But I like to acknowledge we have two hands raised, and I'm going to unmute the caller with the last four digits of 0443 first. Caller, are you there?
Yes, good morning. I'm here. My name is Vaughn. I'm in the Plan with Intentions Mastermind group, and I would like to reiterate on what you were just saying. I think it is so important for the listeners to understand the importance of them being engaged in a mastermind group, and no matter how big or how small their goals are. I think I'm glad that you said it, and I kind of wanted not to even like to take my hand down so you wouldn't recognize it because you already stated exactly where I was going. Because it's so relevant. If it's relevant for us as a if it's relevant for the children that are in Mastermind Group and they can see their goals be achieved and all the help that they receive from their Mastermind Group, it's definitely relevant for us as adults. And it works. The method, it works. And that's all I wanted to say. And I want to say good morning, ladies, and I think you're doing an excellent job this morning. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Vaughn. We really appreciate that. I'm so glad to hear from you. Vaughn is an avid masterminder. He's from Group PWI. Did a wonderful job the month before, and we just I'm so thankful to have his support. Thank you so much, Vaughn. I appreciate you.
All right. Be blessed, ladies.
You too.
Thank you. And, Vaughn, I'm glad you raised your hand because even our callers need to know and be encouraged that others to give their testimonies and also to share because it will encourage them to, you know, call in and be a, and try to be a part and even to purchase the book. But we also have another caller.
Yes,
I'm going to unmute their phone. The last four digits is 4534. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I surely am. Good morning, ladies. Call to Conquer, ladies. This is Danelle McNeil. How's everyone?
Good morning, Danelle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm great. I am here also with the Ann McNeil Success System Island Retreat, and I stayed back a little bit from joining the group downstairs this morning because I wanted to call in, let you all know that we've been listening from the top of the hour, and we're so excited to hear about the information that you've been sharing. I've really enjoyed the show so far. And I also wanted to let everyone know, I think it was Imelda, I think, that mentioned a report. And for a lot of people that have just joined us in the show may not be familiar with what a report is for us as international masterminders. So before I ask you to elaborate on what you mean as a report, I also want to let everyone who's listening know about our annual Meeting of the Minds, January 11th and 12th in Boca Raton, Florida. And that's when all of us get together and we submit our reports, if you will, and you all will expound on that in a little bit. And we share our goals, we share our accomplishments, we share our affirmations. So can you give a little bit about that? And before you do, I just want to let everyone know that Vaughn and I, as well as four other great individuals, great minds, are also a part of the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group. And so that was just hearing Vaughn as I was waiting, and I was saying to myself, let me get to. So I want to let everyone know that when you mastermind, the word, I don't think I heard it yet, but the word is synergy. And so when you're masterminding and you found your groove in your own group, the synergy is just dynamic. It is absolutely dynamic to come together with other individuals and to be able to create a, like, super spiritual mind, and you just find that you even, which is a good thing, you even begin to think alike on some level, as it relates to certain things. And it's not a coincidence that we're able to do that. I mean, when I say we, I don't just mean our mastermind group, but when you begin to mastermind, the synergy is not only being able to come up with grand ideas and master plans, but it's also being able to think with one harmonious mind. And it's a really, really beautiful thing. So I will stop here and ask you to elaborate to everyone about what you mean when you say a report, because I know that we will have a lot of guests, first-time guests, that will join us January 11th and 12th, Boca Raton, Florida, right here. South Florida for the Meeting of the Minds, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you so much for joining us, and you're absolutely right. And because we have only 5 minutes remaining or 4 minutes remaining on our call, I'd like to get our leader of Call to Conquer, Nefreda, to emphasize on the in reference to the report for the last 4 minutes we have remaining.
Yes, sure, not a problem. For us, we are a accountability group, to say the least. And with that, when we do accountability, if you go back to what Ethel talked to you about in the beginning, is that we have 10 areas of our lives that we do our masterminding in. In those 10 areas, we put down our weekly goals for each one, which is what the report, Danielle, was explaining to you earlier. The report that we do, it focuses on those 10 areas. Now, we really do a huge job because now we have to take and accumulate all of those reports that we've done over the course of the year, because what we do is that I said that let's just take an example since we don't have very much time. I'm going to give you a brief example. I have spiritual, family, financial, educational. Let's just take those four areas. I have planned to register for a course at Miami-Dade. That's educational. I plan to attend service and invite someone to go to church with me, and that is spiritual. And family, I plan to take my daughters out for outings for us to do something together as a family-orientated event. Financially, I plan to save $500 for the month savings, not to spend and go shopping and splurge, but to actually save $500 for the month. Now, these are small goals, but they are very big goals to me. So that's what we were trying to share with you in reference to you're not there, your goals are not set to impress anyone. They're there to help you move to the next level that you feel is relevant for your life. But we're there to help you be accountable for those goals that you set. So now if I come back the following week and I still say, well, I'm going to register for this class, it is the male's responsibility to say, Nefreda, okay, now, you have had that on your report for the past 2 months, and you have not done now one thing toward getting yourself registered for class. Now, what can we do to help you get that done? So that's just an example of the support portion that comes behind the goal that you set, then the group helps you to make sure that you follow through with it. And a lot of times, if you notice, people who lose weight, they do it better when there's somebody helping them along the way or something they have to be accountable to when they're in that process. So just to give you an example of what our reports look like that Danielle was discussing earlier, that's what a weekly report looks like. You put those together to come up with an annual report. And the annual report helps you to figure out what did you accomplish the year before and what are your plans for the one coming up. I know. We are now coming toward the end of our show. This is really rich, it's really exciting. I really want to continue, but what I'd like to do is stop right here, allow my co-host to say their closing comments, and then what we will do from there is that we will move forward and prepare to take up from where we left off and expound a little bit more next week on our reports and what we do, and then we'll be able to share and get comments from the audience and continue in our reading in Chapter 9. I'm going to end with my comments now. We've had a wonderful time. I've enjoyed you all. I look forward to talking to you on next week. Imelda? Kim?
Yes. Hi, this is Imelda. Thank you all for joining us, and it was such a wonderful call, and I enjoyed the show. Please join us next weekend. Thank you.
Kim, Ethel?
Thank you, everybody, for joining us again, and thank you for taking time out your busy schedule. And just remember the key point, harmony between two or more people is very important, and be persistent. hope to talk to you all next week. I'm not sure what happened to Kim, but just remember to keep that driving force for success.
This is Kimberly. Can you guys hear me? See you guys
yes.
next week. Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.